Chapter 1. Miriam and the Bad King of Egypt. Miriam was a little girl. She lived with her mommy and daddy in a land called Egypt. It was hot in Egypt. The sun shone bright and strong. When Miriam went outside, the sand was hot on her feet. Miriam and her family lived in Egypt, but they were not Egyptians. They were Israelites. They were part of the people of Israel. The Israelites lived in Egypt, but they wanted to leave Egypt. The Israelites wanted to live in their own land. Why do you think they wanted to leave Egypt? They were sad there. The king of Egypt did not like the Israelites. He did bad things to them. The Israelites were sad, and they prayed to God. They said, "God, please rescue us from the king of Egypt. Please let us leave Egypt and live in our own land where we will be free." Miriam listened as her mommy and daddy prayed. She wondered, "When will God answer our prayers? When will he rescue us?" Miriam had a brother named Aaron. One day, Miriam's mother had another baby boy. Miriam was glad to have another brother. She liked to help take care of the baby. He was a beautiful little boy. But Miriam's mother knew the king of Egypt would be angry if he found the baby. "We have to hide your baby brother," she told Miriam. "We don't want the king to find out about our little baby boy." Miriam's mother put the baby inside a special basket. She hid the basket beside the river. Miriam stayed by the river and kept watch to be sure her baby brother was safe. She wondered, "What will happen to him? Will he die?" Suddenly, Miriam saw a woman coming down to the river. The woman was an Egyptian. The bad king of Egypt was her father. Do you think Miriam was afraid of her? The Egyptian woman was a princess. She looked around at the river. Then she saw the basket in the reeds. Miriam watched while the princess opened the basket and looked inside. What did she see? "A baby!" the princess said with surprise. The baby felt surprised as well. The baby began to cry. The Egyptian princess smiled. "Poor little baby," she said. "He's hungry. I must find someone to take care of him." Miriam heard what the princess said, so she walked up to her. "Do you want me to go find someone to feed the baby?" she asked. "My mommy can give the baby some milk to drink." "Yes, go bring your mother," the princess said. Miriam ran back to her house and called her mother. The princess gave the baby to Miriam's mother. The princess didn't know the baby belonged to her.